Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. We have Barry the Bugger connected via the web. We have Casey the Tobacco Nut. I think, is Walt still with us? Walt had to split, I believe, didn't he? Or is he still?
Walt had a bar defense to go visit.
But we do have Jerry the Diver Guy, I believe, there in the mountains of Virginia.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, so we got a full crew hanging out. So
you got Vinny Two Tanks here, too.
Oh, Vinny joined us. Oh, there we go. Hey, Vinny, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, good. How are things out on the left coast?
We actually got some rain today.
You got some rain, but it doesn't matter. You're a diver, right?
It's we love rain here.
Okay, so. Yeah.
You sound scared, Barry. Did it shock you?
What, Vinny sounds scared or Barry sounds scared of Vinny?
Vinny sounded like the rain really shocked him.
No, I think he was just, it never rains in California.
That's
right?
It, yeah. There's never hardly any rain. So
okay.
That's true. They did write a song about that.
All right. Well, okay. Well, let's talk about other stuff. I got Dan Orr from Reef Safe on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Great, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I want to bring Dan on because, you know, he works with Reef Safe Sun, reefsafesun.com. And by the way, you know, I'll play this for everybody because I don't know if the crew, the Peanut Gallery, heard this last week or the week before when we debuted the new Reef Safe jingle. Did you guys hear about this? What do you think there, Jerry? Have you heard the new Reef Safe jingle that I did for Dan?
It's awesome, of course.
Okay, just in case.
Protect the sea and you and me, reefsafesun.com.
Yeah, I did that for them, and they actually liked it, which I think they were drinking. But regardless, it was fun to do.
How many takes did that take?
I got two words for you. Auto-tune.
All I can tell Dan is you better hold on tight because the orders is going to come in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
maybe.
They'll just want to meet Greg. Yeah.
it probably has something to do with sending them naked pictures with scuba gear, but that's a whole other thing, Dan. We don't even want to go there. But
not going there.
Yes. Yeah. But you guys, I wanted to bring you on today, not to talk about the jingle, but that was kind of a fun little side note. The thing we got to talk about, you just put out a new program for dive masters and above. So basically anybody who's a professional in the dive industry, once you get to the level of dive master and your certification, you're kind of working as a professional. You might want to go work on a dive boat or whatever the case may be, dive instructors, obviously, if you have a dive shop and that kind of thing. But you got a new key diver program for these influencers, these people that basically are the ones that are turning people on to turning onto diving. You got a new promotion that is quite valuable. So what is this all about, Dan? Tell us about it.
Well, we kind of want to show our appreciation to the divers for making us the number one selling brand in the dive industry. So
right,
this
on.
Is like a special thanks with a really great kit for a really great price. And it includes the shipping as well as this, a sunblock SPF 30, a 30 lip balm, jellyfish sting cooler spray, and our mass sealer, which is new, which is a silicone-free, all-natural, biodegradable mass sealer. And then we, of course, put in the Gnarly Head Detangling Spray, which is everybody's favorite that has long hair to get the tangles out, and our Eternal Summer After Sun Moisturizer.
Nice. Now, so the mask...
Everything in the kit that you would need.
Right. And the mask sealer, by the way, is for folks like me that have a mustache. And want to make sure you're really sealing it. I have that problem of a leaky mask all the time, so I'm anxious to use this. But all these products that they make at Reef Safe and Tropical Seas are biodegradable. They're good for you and good for the reef. And, you know, don't harm the marine life that we all love to go see underwater when we're diving. So it's a great product, and it works. But the cool part about this little package is that you've created this kit. Well, they give you a little bit of everything at a price. It's pretty remarkable. So it's like for that entire list of stuff you just said is what, like what, how much is it again? $20 maybe?
$20 with free shipping to the lower 48. And there, you there can, you the diver can choose. They can pick oxybenzone free, or they can go with the original Reef Safe Sun formula that's been, both have been tested by Moat and found non-toxic to the corals. So either one, whichever their belief is.
Yeah, Moat Marine Laboratories there in Sarasota, Florida. They've done a lot of testing with the gang there at Reef Safe to make sure that they are what they say they are. And they, you know, you just spent crazy amount of money doing that, by the way. But if you got a big problem with oxybenzone, go with the what? The Land Shark, is that the brand of sunscreen or which one?
Yeah, that's the titanium zinc.
Titanium one. But so, they got a bunch of versions to cover whatever is your preference, you know. So they got it all there. But it's a cool program, and that's a substantial savings for you to go and just try a bunch of these products for $20 and have a whole list of this stuff if you're basically dive master and above.
That totals like $55 at retail.
Wow. Well, there you go. So take advantage of it. All they got to do is go to reefsafesun.com, and there's a link there or what, Dan? How can they get that deal?
Or they can just call us.
Go
online and email customer service or sales at reefsafesun.com. Or they can call us up and order the kit. They just need to have their
cert card,
master dive number.
Yes. Have your certification number handy, your C card that you can give them or something so they can check you out to make sure that you're a dive master above. We have the press release up there at Dive News you can use at scubaradio.com if you want the details right there as well. But once again, reefsafesun.com. Dan, good stuff. Thank you for the stuff, man. It's a good program, and I look forward to working with you at the DEMA show here next month in Vegas.
Getting closer.
Absolutely.
That'd be exciting.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Thanks for the update, my friend.
Thanks again, Greg. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you go. I could play the song again. You guys want to hear it again?
Oh, sure. Yeah, right away. Play it.
No. Really?
Please?
No. Yeah, sure.
Please. Yeah, you're saying please, are you? Well, since you said please, I guess
protect
I can't say.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
That was done with a ukulele, by the way. Just so you're...
But you were not playing it.
Yes, I was.
You really were?
I did all the singing and music accompaniment on that little ditty.
So they have something for your mustache to help prevent the leaks?
Yeah, mask sealer. That's what that was. Yeah, when he first told me about that product, I was like, what are you talking about, mask sealer? What do you mean? I thought he meant thought he was talking about defog, which they make a line of defog, biodegradable defog as well. It works really well. They're Reef Safe. But no, this is a mask sealer. And, you know, I have, you know, a lot of guys like myself that have a mustache. Bubble Boy has one. You know, you get that problem where the mask under your nose and between your nose and your lip, you got that hairy, you know, that...
The flavor saver?
That cat... Okay.
The caterpillar.
The caterpillar thing. And it ends up letting water in your mask, and you got to constantly clear it. I just get used to it. And they've done that for years. But, you know, some people that it really goes nuts with, they'll take, like, you know, silicone or Vaseline. And that's not really good for your mask,
or
actually.
The reef.
No, that'll destroy the...
the silicone in your mask.
The edge of the... Yeah, the silicone in the mask.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably not good for the... You know, if it gets off in the water, I don't know about that part. But anyway, he had heard about this. And he says, well, I can make something that biodegrades and would do the trick. So... that's what they did. So they have this new mask sealer that you can get as part of that package. And all that stuff is available at reefsafesun.com, by the way, and retailers all around the world. So they're pretty established in that regard. But go to the website and you can learn more about it. And
I'll put in my 2 cents vote for them. I bought some of their mask clean when I was down in the Keys.
Yeah.
And
did the trick for you.
Best mask clear I've ever used.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, it's biodegradable and stuff, so it doesn't mess up. It doesn't hang around the water column and mess with the fish or anything. And that's always a good thing, you know, to boot. So the fact that it works is one thing. That's probably the most important. But the fact that it biodegrades and doesn't harm the stuff that we love to go see while we're underwater is a big, big bonus for sure. Hey, do you need a new dive mask along with that sealer?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll tell you how to get one next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Free stuff. We got it for you.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah.
No!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Is he really going to do that?
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good. Oh, okay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, JF, the captain of the Turks and Caicos boat, where we recorded that. I don't know if he'll be on the trip December 8th through the 15th with Explorer Ventures when we do our Christmas in the Caribbean. But he might. He might be the captain that time. We'll have to wait and see how that unfolds. But if you want to join us, 1-800-322-3577. Make sure you book it. It's going to be a special one for sure. I do know, however, if you have more detailed questions about that trip or any of the trips that Explorer Ventures offers, Rachel from Explorer Ventures is still hanging out at Facebook Live today. And, you might see the video of myself and Bubble Boy, and we apologize in advance for that. But she can answer some very specific questions about liveaboard diving, logistics on how to get there, all that kind of detail stuff that we don't really have the luxury to get into time-wise on the show so much. So take advantage of her. She is in there for your enjoyment. That sounded kind of wrong, but you know what I mean. Julie,
ask her the tough question.
Yes, yeah, there you go. Julie from Catalonia, Spain, is in there, and that's kind of cool. We're getting people from all over the world on Facebook Live today. Julie, thanks for joining us. Chris, I see you. David, you know, the list goes on and on. So, guys, thanks for being on Facebook Live today, and once again, we apologize for the video, but hey, we warned you in advance.
It's always cool when you get those international people in.
Yeah, well, okay, one at a time.
I said Jeez. It's always cool when you get those international people on the Facebook Live.
Very cool. The world is a small place these days, and definitely the internet makes that possible. And we love hearing from people. And, you know, I don't talk about it enough on the show, but I do see every email and text and everything that comes through our websites and everything. And I don't reply to everything. I ain't going to lie. I can't. But I do appreciate it. And
shame on you, Greg.
Yes, I know. But I do very much appreciate it. It's humbling at times. It is indeed.
Mostly those tight wetsuit pictures.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, once again, if we go... you know, if we take that idea that I shared with everyone in hour one and roll with it, we'll offend even more people. So we're basically celebrity naked pictures with scuba gear to promote diving. That was the idea.
I think I missed that idea. Do you want all the members of Scuba Radio to pose naked with a fish? Is that what you said?
Not a fish, with scuba gear. We don't want to harm the fish. But you could take, like, you know, a pair of force fins or something and cover up your nether regions, or make a, you know, make a loincloth thing out of them. You
a
know
tickle stick?
You could take a tickle stick, and that might work for Bubble Boy as far as covering up things.
I don't know what that would cover up.
Look, I'm tickling a lobster with no hands.
Greg could use a looper.
Yeah, maybe. But, I think just the threat of doing that, like, look, if you don't get certified to scuba dive and join our club of divers around the world, we're going to send you these naked pictures of us in scuba gear. That's pretty motivating, I think. That's the tack I think we would
what
take with this approach.
What happens if somebody responds that they want more, Greg?
Well, you entice them with free stuff, like a mask with a prescription lens in it from seethecrx.com, which we announced that last week.
Stop asking for the pictures, and we'll send you something good.
Yes. Well, maybe. Yeah, yeah. And or if you have trouble seeing the pictures of Casey naked with scuba gear, then maybe you need a prescription dive mask.
Once they put on
that
those.
That makes things cool. Everything bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the Rocktober month giveaway that we have at scubaradio.com right now. I opened up the giveaway this month for the dive mask for the entire month of October, or Rocktober, as I dubbed it, as, you know, radio shtick. But and actually, then I realized, like, maybe we should have called it Sharktober. Maybe that would have been like more appropriate. Sharktober. But anyway, Rocktober monthly giveaway this week at scubaradio.com is a new mask from our friends at seethecrx.com. And not only will you get a new mask, but a mask with your prescription in it, if indeed you need one. And all you got to do is go there on web online, fill out the little form. You're good to go. By the way, all the information, a lot of people have, you know, problems with, oh, I don't want to share my information. All we're asking for is like address, phone number, and email address so we can contact you if you're the winner. And maybe what would you, you know, why? How badly do you need one? Why do you need a new prescription mask or mask period? And you can share a thought on why that is.
Because I can't see, damn it.
Yeah, that could be it. Very simple stuff.
I don't want to see Greg naked.
Well, okay. But the thing is, we're not going to share this information with salespeople or anything like that. It's just for the giveaway, just to contact the winner. We're going to draw one at random at the end of the month, or maybe even at the DEMA show, which is like, you know, the 13th or 14th of November there. So just get in there. You have the entire month to register, one entry per household. So don't try to stuff the ballot box or anything. But this way, everybody will have a shot to win the prize this month. Simple as that. So that's one way to motivate them, right, guys? You know?
Yes, sir.
You take the yin with the yang kind of thing. You know, okay, you got to see... Got to see Barry with Barry naked with a snorkel.
No.
But you might get a dive mask to kind of offset that.
Yes.
That traumatic experience.
Yes.
So anyway.
And lobster poop.
Okay. Maybe we get some of that too. You never know. All right. So there are some other things I want to share. We're going to talk a little bit about Blue Heron Bridge. Down in West Palm Beach, very popular dive site. There's a big controversy brewing, or it's been going on the last week or so. We're going to talk about that, but I also wanted to throw out to the peanut gallery here today. Did you guys see the season finale of Treasure Quest on Discovery Channel last week? Anybody?
Yes.
Okay. So you saw that on that show, they found the treasure. Now, Sean Coles used to work at Mel Fisher's treasure hunting conglomerate down there in Key West. We've had Sean on the show before. I've reached out to him again. I didn't talk to him during the series because they're in Bolivia. They were land-based. But the season finale of the show this week ended around water. We'll talk about that and where it goes from here next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Casey the Tobacco Nut connected via the web, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Barry the Bugger. We got a full crew talking about the latest diving news and information today. We're going to talk a little bit about Blue Heron Bridge in West Palm Beach here in just a bit. Very popular dive site in Florida, and actually it's starting to become very famous around the world, and very unique place under a bridge right there in West Palm Beach. The crazy thing happened this last week with an aquarium out of Texas. We'll get into that in just a bit. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Treasure Quest. All right, so it's season four. Our friend Megan Heaney-Greer was one of the members of the first three seasons, and she's not on season four, but Sean Cowles, is that his last name? I'm messing it up, I have a feeling. Sean Coles. He's an old friend from Mel Fisher's operation down in Key West. I didn't have him on the show during the season, only because this year's season of Treasure Quest on Discovery was all land-based. They didn't have any diving stuff like they did in the first three seasons of Treasure Quest or on like Cooper's Treasure and some of that stuff. So I didn't bother Sean. But the last episode, which aired this past week, I caught up on it when I got back from my latest adventure. And I saw, I was like, wow, they found some treasure. And they ended up in a lake, like 100 feet plus deep. They're going to have to do some technical diving to salvage all this stuff. And I'm like, whoa, will this lend itself into season five being a whole dive related thing to salvage this treasure? It was pretty impressive stuff. Jerry the Diver Guy saw it. Is that what you saw as well, Jerry? You think there's good things to come from a diving perspective or what?
Yes. I look for that to happen.
Yeah, that could be big stuff and good stuff. So I do got to call into Sean. He's an old friend of the show. And we'll try to get a little sneak peek. But it looks like it could be some serious diving related stuff going on with Treasure Quest on Discovery. And the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. It's what we all love. And it's why you're listening right now to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Am I right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Next time on The Curse of Oak Island.
John Chatterton is back. Hopefully, he can put his eyes on the target.
Wow. Hear that?
He's got something on the metal detector.
It's metal. It's a big compliment.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oak Island, which was on the History Channel. Believe it or not, last week when I was up there picking up lobster poop to bring back to the crew, I was right by there. I was right next to Oak Island. We had a stop by the Bay of Fundy, and we drove by, and the tour guide lady says, "Oh, yeah, right over there, that's Oak Island. You might know this. That's where the guys are trying to find the Oak Island treasure and Curse of Oak Island." And I'm like, "Hey, no way, man. I'm right there. Hey, guys, come on, let's go. I want some treasure."
Greg, yeah. Did you get to watch the tides go up and down up there?
I did. Yeah, the tide swinging back and forth in the Bay of Fundy is like 25 feet.
Wow.
It is insanity. Now, we went not at complete low tide, but when you have a tide that goes out that much, what happens is the lobster boats come into dock. They come into dock, offload their stuff, then the tide goes out, and they've actually situated the boats on these, like, they have their own little dry dock systems, but they're not dry dock when they pull them in, and then the tide goes out and they're up on the dry dock for about 5 feet.
Wow.
It's wild. It is insanity how the world operates up in that neck of the woods. It was pretty cool. That was kind of the cool part of my adventure, other than looking at hey, look, an orange leaf, because I was going up there on a boat to watch the leaves change color. That's what you do when you get old.
He was filling out his retirement system paperwork.
Yeah. I will say the last time I did a trip like this, it was a cruise ship, and it was a family thing. So, give me a pass, right? But I did this a couple years ago and went to Alaska. And it was the same type of cruise ship and everything. But at that time, that was about 4 months after I had open heart surgery. And that trip was amazing. If you ever have the chance to go to Alaska, whether it's on a cruise ship or anything, just do it. It's a phenomenal thing to see. One of these days, I want to go there and actually consider diving. But at that point, I was pretty much out of it.
The water's cold there, Greg.
The water is extremely cold. I mean, I took a hike on a glacier, but it's an amazing place to be on the earth. There's no question about it. It is phenomenal. But it was about 4 months after I had this open heart surgery. And when I got on that trip, it didn't faze me that everybody around me was like 80 plus years old, moving around really slow. Because I was
fit right in.
Yeah, I was out of it. So if you're, recovering from surgery, I highly recommend. But once you've recovered, and you go back into that kind of thing, it can get a little annoying.
So you take these AARP trips once a year then?
Yeah. Well, no.
He gets these hum around and goes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on one of those for a while. But, marked it off the list. You know what I mean? The Bay of Fundy would have been interesting to dive. It would be very intriguing to go up there. But like you said, just like Alaska, the water's extremely cold up there. And, they got the lobsters with the claws. So I wasn't really enthusiastic about diving down and trying to catch a lobster. They did tell me, they got the pincher and the grabber. The two claws on a Maine lobster are two different. They have different roles. One's a crusher and one's a grabber, I guess, something like that.
Huh.
But one of them literally could break your bone in your arm if it got a hold of you. I'm like, no, thank you. Just give me the lobster poop and I'll go home. Those candy-coated morsels of cherry goodness.
Expired last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how delicious. I got them at half off. So.
It's a bag of Poutine.
Don't eat them all, Bubble Boy. We got to save
There'll
some for
There'll be nothing
Curly.
Left. I told you.
We got to save some for the crew here. You know, it's a whole bag. I figured it would last at least a year or two.
2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. He's sucking them down like there's no tomorrow. Anyway, so there you go. Curse of Oak Island. I was right by there. So it was a neat place to go. I mean, and maybe I'll talk to John Chatterton and see if he's going to go and do some more stuff up there. He's been doing a lot of things. But, you know, whether it's that or Treasure Quest, you know, I love seeing all these shows that, you know, work diving into their treasure hunting elements or just into their show. And I do have hope that Treasure Quest will be, you know, water-based next year, and they'll show us the recovery of this treasure that they think they found in Bolivia. Because it was like very Indiana Jones-like, how that wrapped up, and they found some gold bars when they looked back at the video footage. They'd found some coins and stuff, but they couldn't really see because the visibility was real down, but really mucked up. But they sent a GoPro down there, and then when they were reviewing the footage before they were heading back home and calling it quits, one of the guys recognized, like, hey, that looks like a gold bar. And whoa, because you can see much better with video. But they just had the little screen of the GoPro when they're on site, and they're down in a cave and all this stuff. So it was pretty insane conditions that they were dealing with. But they found some gold, and so now they were all excited and everything. I'm like, whoa, yeah, they're going to come back next season, show us the recovery.
That he failed?
Yeah, they found a bunch. They found a bunch of pieces of eight. That was one thing, but they actually, in the video, they found some gold bars. So they're like, oh, there we go. There's the mother load. That's what we were looking for. So they think they may have, I mean, it looked legit to me. I mean, as much as a TV show can be. So, you know, but the fact was, you know, they were down in a cave. Very, like I said, very Indiana Jones-like. There were spiders and snakes and all kinds of crazy stuff, and they're down in this cave, and then they come across this this wall that they feel that the Templars had made, or what was it, Jerry? Not the Templars. Or maybe
the
it was...
The Rosicrucians.
The what?
Was it the Rosicrucians?
No. I don't know. It was one of those.
It's something to do with the Templars.
Yeah, one of those groups. Anyway, they are known for setting up, you know, booby traps and things. Very Indiana Jones stuff. Like if you just go and you find the treasure, you know, you open up this room and this toxic gas comes out and kills everybody, and they're all cursed and all this stuff. It's kind of a cool backstory type of stuff. But anyway, they got to be careful about booby traps and things like that. But they find this wall, and they took out some of the wall with some dynamite, opened it up, and found the spot they wanted to get to, but then it was all buried underwater. And then when they did a little test, they realized, like, okay, the guy got out there, it was really, really cold water. He was in
the
about...
Jesuits,
that's right.
Yeah.
And he gets down there in about waist-deep water, and then... And then he realizes, wait a minute, there's a hole here. It drops off. And they measured it, and it was over 100 feet deep. So they didn't have, you know, the equipment with them to scuba dive down that deep, let alone they're not even sure if it was even deeper than that. But obviously it was a huge cave, underground already, straight down 100 feet plus. I mean, we're talking serious technical diving, you know, probably very low visibility. Very extreme diving type of adventure. But I can tell you what, if they go back and do that, that could fill a whole season of them going down and diving this cavity and finding out, you know, where all the gold was and all that kind of stuff. They found some already. So I think it's very encouraging. So, Sean, like I said, I do have a call in to him. We'll see if he decides whether or not he'll associate with me anymore. I mean, I did know him at one time. Don't really
He's
know
famous.
Him that well. Well, yeah, exactly. And he, you know, I'm sure as most people that know me from back in the day have written me off a long, long time ago.
Oh, you don't share your lobster poop with anyone?
Just you know, people I really hate.
Thanks.
So,
what about the Blue Heron Bridge?
Okay, yeah, we got to talk about the Blue Heron Bridge. This is crazy stuff. Okay, so... This last week, I guess it was last about a week ago, I think this started happening. There was a group from an aquarium. It was Moody Aquarium in Texas. Supposedly came down to Blue Heron Bridge, very popular dive site, especially for people in Florida. Like I said, it actually has a worldwide reputation now, but it's a very small area in West Palm Beach, right off of Interstate 95. You turn left, go east towards the beach, and you cross this bridge, Blue Heron Boulevard, Blue Heron Bridge, go around, park in this little park, nice little area. A lot of diving going on there, and it's turned into a huge little nursery of marine life, and there's some spectacular pictures that have been captured from some of the unique critters that have populated this rubble pile.
And actually, like seahorses.
Yeah, seahorses, all kinds of cool stuff. It's very unique with the tide changes, drawn in a lot of marine life. And all it is like rubble left over from an old bridge or something, or stuff they chucked off the bridge a long time ago. These aquarium folks came in and took some fish. We'll talk about it more next. Take a look.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. Also, Rachel from Explore Ventures still hanging out in Facebook Live. If you have some questions about liveaboard diving, go there now and take advantage of the opportunity of having a liveaboard diving guru there to answer all your specific questions on what it's like and what you can do to book your own liveaboard dive vacation. Good stuff.
Don't be afraid of her. She does not bite.
As far as we know, yes. And she's, you know, online, so it'd be impossible anyway. All right, so Blue Heron Bridge down there in West Palm Beach has come under attack by some Aquarium Collectors from Moody Gardens Aquarium in Texas. And it's created quite a stink down there. Our buddy Jimmy Abernathy and a few other of my diving friends have really been crying foul online especially. And if you Google this, you can find it for yourself. But basically, they got a permit from the Florida Wildlife Commission to come down and take a bunch of fish from Florida dive sites. And they zeroed in on Blue Heron Bridge in West Palm Beach, which, once again, the problem is not so much of them coming down to collect fish out of Florida waters as much as Blue Heron Bridge itself is a small diving area. It's just a rubble pile down there. It's not like a huge dive site, but it's a very popular dive site, and the marine life have come in, become quite prolific in that area. Well, up until this may have happened. Who knows what's going on now? Because they came down, and there's been a big thing that I've heard. You know, there's stuff thrown on line saying that they had a permit for like 4,000 fish to be taken out of, and that's crazy. Now they've come back and said, "Oh no, we only were going to take 50 fish." Or something like that. But honestly, whether it's 50 or 4,000, for those people who've dove that site, I think would agree with me that it's a small dive site. As a matter of fact, there's from their permit, from what I saw, too, it said something like, they're allowed to take this many fish, blah, 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 and they're going to be spread out over, you know, three different dive sites. Well, two of the dive sites were right there, Blue Heron Bridge. One where you go out to the dive site and turn left, and the other where you turn to the dive site and go right. And they called that two different dive sites, which, so once again, something sounded kind of fishy.
Something fishy going on?
Something unfortunate going wrong. Someone's made a huge mistake, I'll say this much, and just targeting that spot, period. You know, once again, it's a small area. And I can't think of any diver who's ever been there would want anybody collecting fish from that particular site, whether it's protected or not. Which I don't believe Blue Heron Bridge is a protected area. It might be. I'm not positive. If it's not, I bet it's going to be looked at seriously now because Florida Wildlife Commission revoked their permit, evidently told them to put the fish back and get out of here or something when the local community, dive community, found out and started raising hell. So, you know, it's a good thing they got, you know, wind of it. But, you know, some fish were taken or some probably were killed in the process of transport or who knows. You know, Moody Aquarium, you know, look, I'm not here to bash aquariums. Yeah, I think they have their role, especially for the non-diving world. People get to see these fish that as divers we don't get to see in their natural habitat, which is definitely preferred on any level. I think everybody would agree with me on that. But not everybody can be a diver. We are an exclusive club. So, with that said, you know, I'm not bashing aquariums overall. But in this particular case, collecting fish from a dive site that's so small and popular for divers, I think was a huge, huge mistake on whoever made that decision. And hats off to the community down there raising hell about it and getting them to stop. And this is the kind of stuff that we need to be aware of as divers because we don't want them taking the critters out of the places where we go to see them as divers. I mean, that's just kind of nutty thinking any way you look at it. Now, I will tell you on the other side of the coin, one of the arguments for the aquarium, someone threw this out that I read, and I was like, well, I don't know. I think they're blowing it out of proportion, but the whole red tide in Florida thing, the algae bloom that everybody's heard about, I mean, certain areas of Florida, that's becoming an issue. Other places, it's not. It depends on what you're looking at. But if somebody said, well, you know, the algae bloom's killing all the fish, they were just getting them out of there before they die anyway. I think that was an overgeneralization for that area. I think West Palm is experiencing a little bit of the algae bloom here and there. I haven't heard that it's happening at Blue Heron Bridge. And if it is, that might be an argument you could present, but I haven't heard anybody back any of that up, and I haven't heard that that's been happening at that particular dive site. So if you're going to collect fish in your aquarium, for gosh sakes, do it someplace where it's not a popular tourist diving area. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? It might be easier for them, but but it kind of defeats the purpose if you're taking the fish away from spots that divers go, and they're very popular for that, with the idea that you're going to let other people see the fish. You know, go get other fish to be ambassadors for the marine life that are found a cool place that the divers can access. Right? Are you with me?
Not Charlie the
No
tuna.
Dissenters here, because if there's any dissenters in my group, I'm going to throw a lobster poop at you right now.
Run, Poonami.
Yeah, okay. I don't hear any.
No dissenters.
All right, good.
We'll leave the only thing they should take are photos.
Right. Agreed.
Leave bubbles.
All right, you can Google it for all that info. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down the sweater.
Yes, it is. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.